This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Young adults planning to attend the 2024 ARRL National Convention at the Dayton Hamvention can look forward to meeting many other young hams at that event, including college students representing the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program known as CARP. CARP will occupy a booth in the large ARRL exhibit area, which will be staffed with college students and advisors for the program. The CARP booth will be a great place to connect with other college-aged hams and to learn more about the extensive network of college amateur radio clubs across the nation, said Andy Mazzulli, KK4LWR from Claremont, Florida. Andy and his brother Tony, KD8RTT from Lextana, Kansas, are co-advisors for CARP, and they moderate a monthly Zoom meetup to help network college radio clubs. The brothers have recruited many college students who are regular CARP participants to support the booth and related activities at Hamvention. Morgan Lyons, KI5SXY, is one of the volunteers. She's a student at the Missouri University of Science and Technology and a very active ham radio operator. I'm super excited to be working with ARRL at the CARP booth at Hamvention. This will be my second time at Dayton Hamvention, and I had so much fun last year. I'll also be helping with the Collegiate Amateur Radio Forum, she said. The ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program is sponsored in part by W1YSM, Snyder Family Collegiate, and ARRL Affiliated Club Endowment Fund. The program was first established in 2017 and today includes an extensive use of community participating students, alumni, and faculty. In addition to its monthly Zoom meetups, students can make connections through the ARRL CARP Facebook group and Discord. For more information about CARP and a full list of the ARRL National Convention activities at Hamvention, visit ARRL.org/expo and remember to buy your convention tickets at Hamvention website. MFJ Enterprises founder Martin F. Jew, K5FLU, announced that as of May 17, 2024, the company will cease on-site production at their Starkville, Mississippi facility. Aberitron, High Gain, Chriscraft, Mirage, and Vectronics brand products will be affected by that shutdown. In a letter posted to social media, Jew said he's looking forward to retiring. Times have changed since I started the business 52 years ago. Our product line grew and grew and prospered. COVID changed everything for businesses, including ours. It was the hardest hit thing that ever happened and we ever had. He and we will never fully recover. I turned 80 this year, and I never really considered retirement, but life is so short, and my time with the family is so precious. Jew founded MFJ Enterprises in 1972 after building a CW filter kit that sold for less than $10. Jew expressed gratitude to the many longtime employees of MFJ, some of whom have been with the company for 40 years. He also thanked MFJ dealers and radio amateurs for their patronage over the decades. And he also sent a special message to ARRL members and loyal QST readers. I give my deepest heartfelt thank you to my fellow hams all over the world and especially to ARRL members and QST readers. In my youth, I was given a secondhand set of 1958 QSTs. I read them over and over again until I practically memorized every word. This gave me the seed for MFJ. MFJ became a worldwide ham radio leader only because of you. As I turn 80, I cannot thank you all enough for 52 wonderful years of ham radio. Thank you, 73s, Martin F. Jew, K5FLU. There have been some changes in the ARRL San Joaquin Valley section. Stephen Hendricks, KK6JTB, has been appointed as section manager. He fills the vacancy left by John Litz, NZ6Q, who was appointed as vice director of the ARRL Pacific Division. Hendricks had always had a love for radio, and he first earned his amateur radio license a decade ago. With amateur radio, it's easy to operate in many different ways. Currently, I'm having a lot of fun on HF while exploring FT8, Winlink, and emergency communications, he said. Hendricks was previously serving as an assistant section manager. His appointment was effective on April 24th, and it will run through the remaining term until June 31st, 2025. Strong storms and reports of at least 60 tornadoes have wreaked havoc in the central U.S. for nearly 2 weeks now. Homes and businesses across Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Iowa were destroyed, and power is still down there for more than 30,000 residents. On May 1, 2024, President Biden declared a major disaster exists in Oklahoma, making federal aid available to those affected by last weekend's severe storms in Hughes, Love, and Murray counties. Section manager of the ARRL Iowa section, Leia Garner, WA0UIG, reports that in Iowa they have moved from response to recovery. Currently, 9 counties are under the Iowa State Individual Assistance Grant Program and the Disaster Case Advocacy Program. Amateur radio has served our local agencies well. We recently networked at a Central Iowa Ham Fest and are building out our emergency communications capability, primarily through the Amateur Radio Emergency Services, ARES. ARES resources include personnel, experience, meetings, training, communications equipment, and operating trailers. The opportunity to share our experience and knowledge gained in the field has been critical to supporting ARES in Iowa, said Garner. And Garner added that awareness is the best tool. She stressed that amateur operators and ARES members work to help the National Weather Service and other served agencies in order to make their work and the community safer. ARRL Emergency Management Director Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, agrees that everyone should stay vigilant in their awareness and preparations, even if they have a less active period of time that may last from a few months to a few years. And he added that one of the most important aspects of preparation is communication and building relationships. These activities, including drills and exercises, need to be done during blue sky days to ensure you are really ready during severe weather days as well. The ARRL Learning Center offers basic courses on NCOM and Intro to Radio for Emergency Disasters. You can find that all at ARRL.org. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is seeking to hire 2 people for the role of electronics engineer field agent in Los Angeles, California. Applications will be taken until May 23, 2024. The incumbents will resolve radio frequency RF interference, educate users, and enforce regulations. They will also investigate all services for violations of Title 47, U.S. Code Section 301, and unlicensed operations of radio transmitting equipment. They will perform and direct field work in matters of importance to communications involving safety of life and property. They will also serve as a point of contact for FCC licensees and the U.S. government in matters of fixed and mobile radio direction finding and interference resolution. The position will further involve participation in unique enforcement and engineering projects that have regional or national applications. Complete information about this job can be found at www.usajobs.gov. The ARRL Public Relations Committee will offer PR training workshops for the 2024 ARRL Field Day. The training sessions are slated to be a series of live webinars held on Wednesday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time or 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Registration information will be available soon. Experts in media, public relations, and outreach will share best practices to help equip public information officers and club leadership to get the local spotlight on their activities. The High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, known as HARP, will be conducting a new research campaign May 8th through the 10th, 2024, and amateur radio operators can participate by monitoring signal reports. Using high-powered transmitters located at the HARP facility at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, HARP transmissions will be between 2.8 MHz and 10 MHz, although operating frequencies and transmitting times may vary depending on propagation. Transmitting times scheduled now are May 8th and 9th, 2000 hours to 0200 hours UTC, and 2000 hours to 0230 hours on May 10th. The experiment is designed to study mechanisms for the detection of orbiting space debris, which is a major risk to space operations, including manned spacecraft and communication satellites. The experiments being performed at HARP will help identify ways to improve collision detection on the satellites. Amateur radio operators, shortwave listeners, and radio astronomers with receivers or software-defined receivers capable of 8 MHz bandwidth can monitor the entire frequency band during the experiments and report band conditions. A HARP QSL card is available. For more information about the QSL card and HARP experiments, you can find those all at faqharpalaska.edu. Longtime amateur radio publisher Dick Ross, K2MGA, has become a silent key. He passed away on April 27, 2024. In 1960, Ross started working for Cowan Publishing and quickly became associate editor for CQ. In 1964, he was promoted to editor of CQ when Cowan Publishing moved its offices to Long Island, New York. As Ross became more involved with the business side of the magazine, he was elevated to vice president, general manager of the company in 1976. In this role, he was responsible for all fiscal matters and publishing operations for five publications. Ross had been publisher of CQ magazine since 1979. Ross was given the Dayton Hamvention 2010 Special Achievement Award for his work on CQ magazine. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Several months ago, the operators of GreenCube, IO117, had announced they would decommission the satellite. Of course, it happens to be a very heavily used digital satellite. The ham community got in gear, and it was announced on April 30th that AMSAT Italia has an acquisition of the quote of property of the IO117 satellite. The other part of the property remains on behalf of Sapienza University, Rome, Italy. This will allow the amateur portion of the satellite to continue operating after completion of the primary scientific mission. AMSAT Italia, Sapienza Space Systems, and Space Surveillance Laboratory are now committed to operating the satellite for the amateur community. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. May 2nd and 3rd, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. May 4th and 5th, it's the 1010 International Spring Contest. That's CW. And the RCC Cup. That's CW and phone. May 4th as well, the SBMS 2.3 GHz and up contest and club challenge, CW phone and digital. And also on May 4th, the all above 902 microwave spring sprint, CW phone and digital. And May 4th through the 5th, the ARI International DX contest, CW phone and digital. Upcoming section and state division conventions, May 11th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention, that's in Lincoln, Nebraska. May 17th and 19th, of course, it's the Dayton Hamvention, hosting the ARRL National Convention, that's in Xenia, Ohio. May 31st through June 2nd, CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division, that's in Seaside, Oregon. And on June 1st, the Atlanta Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Georgia Section Convention, that's in Marietta, Georgia. And finally this week, thanks to the Gateway 160 Meter Radio Newsletter in St. Charles, Missouri, for airing the ARRL Audio News. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.